or look at every other club, and I don't know, it's, we're trying our best in all departments of the football club. People might look at it negative or whatever. What can you do? You know, would I have Cole Stockton on my side at the minute? Yeah. Can I afford him? No. Would I have Sean Millen on the side at the minute? Yeah. Can I afford him? No. So, would I have Ruben Reid? Yeah. Can we afford him? No. You know, I've looked at quite a lot of players recently, and yeah, I want to freshen the squad up. But if it's not possible, it's not possible. I'm not going to. Yeah, I'm frustrated, but I can't tell people how to spend the money. You know, I look at other teams like Hartlepool and their problems they have at the minute financially. We are what we are, and people have got to realise that. We're at the bottom of the food chain. We can't compete with half the conference clubs. And yeah, people go, that's the way it is. We don't have a training facility. We train on grass here. We were talking about today, twice in 4 months on grass here. So, you know, we go and do a session. I'm so thankful for Morecambe and Lancaster College that we can get on there, because we're on there and you got to juggle it down with the youth team, the classes. It's so, so hard, the job. But you know what? I love the job because it's a challenge. I do get frustrated, and my work weekends are right off now, and I've got to come back in and get them up and get myself up and get the staff up to go again. And we'll do what we can to try and improve the squad, and we'll keep coming out fighting, because, as I say, performances are not bad. We're not getting what we deserve. We are due a massive slice of luck or five, and we've just got to keep battling away. Yeah, frustrations lay at my plate because I'm the manager of the club. I've got to make sure that I motivate and get everyone up and back at it for Port Vale next week, which is a massive six-pointer. At the minute, yeah, I'm down and frustrated. I'll do what I can. I'm trying my utmost to try and get at least one into the club, just to give us something. But I keep hitting brick walls at the minute because, as I say, those name players would be players that I think could improve us at the minute. You know, it might not just be in the four positions. I'm not going to take someone from someone's under 23s who's untried. Sometimes you've got to gamble, but do we need to bring someone in who's just going to sit on the bench at the expense of someone else? We need someone to come in and try and affect our first team, but I'm finding that very difficult, not just competing with our level, but the league below as well, and in some instances, the league below as well, I've got to be honest. So it is what it is, I keep saying it. But you know what? I'll always keep fighting, and that's what we'll continue to do. So hopefully we'll do some business, and if we don't, we get on with it and we do great. But we need a big week now, ready for Port Vale next week, and hopefully we get a little bit of luck. We were a little bit wounded, and we learned from what's happened today, and we'll certainly come up fighting and try and win that game.